And wheels. Quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 AM WGSO.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to the Wednesday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you for stopping by. And I forgot to mention it yesterday, and wanted to thank the folks over at the New Orleans Fan Expo for having us out and over the weekend, and always a good time, and lots of interesting things to check out, lots of cool vendor booths, and if you're into sci-fi and superheroes and things like that, it's definitely a good time, and especially of course, if you have kids that are into that stuff, and you want to make sure you take them next year. It seems like it usually happens like first weekend in January, so I would assume it'll be around the same time, but it was cool to get to see the Fonz, Henry Winkler, up close, and I don't know how many of you watched the Trailer Park Boys, but got to see them as well, and it was funny that they were actually dressed in character as well, but always a good time, like I said, and lots of interesting things. There's games for the kids to play, and they have forums and things like that, and they had a live podcast going on that people could watch. Just a really cool event, and it was nice to see how much it's grown since last year. Last year it was a little bit smaller with coming out of the pandemic. However, it seemed this year that not only had the event grown itself with more vendors, but there was a lot more people out, and I didn't want to forget about mentioning them on air, and thanking them for inviting us and having us out over the weekend. And it was a really great time, and I look forward to it next year. All right, so we got a little bit of baseball stuff to talk about. We didn't get to yesterday. And I was reading this earlier today also, and it's really disappointing. I saw this article, and it's from the Las Vegas Journal, and it says that the Oakland A's have narrowed down where they want to put a ballpark there, whether it's either on the old Tropicana property or on the Vegas Festival grounds. But you know, the thing is that they still have an offer on the table in Oakland. And I think they've been trying to build a stadium there at the Port of Oakland's Howard Terminal. And it's a $12 billion stadium. And I don't know. That just seems to me like taking two teams from one city in different sports is just a bit much. And I don't know how beneficial the whole thing's going to be for Oakland. You know, I haven't really seen much of the attendance for the Raiders. I don't think it's been outstanding. I think the Vegas Knights, again, I think it's okay. I don't think it's anything outstanding. But especially in the summertime in Vegas, and of course they're planning on a dome stadium, and they have to because it's just too darn hot. But how many people are really going to be interested in getting out, regardless if it's a dome stadium or not, to go to a baseball game when there's so many other things? And I feel like when with the Knights and with the Raiders, maybe not as much with the Raiders, but specifically with the NHL team, you know, how much of that crowd is home, you know, is people from Vegas? It seems like, you know, it's one of those things to do, like, you know, if your team's in town, let's go watch a game against the Vegas Knights, or, you know, against the Raiders or something like that. And I have a feeling that that's how it's going to be with baseball as well. And, a team and organization like the Athletics, they got to get it together sometime soon. And, you know, I've thought that they've needed a new ballpark for a very long time. But I believe that ballpark needs to stay in Oakland. But the thing is that they need to put a product on the field. We've said this 1,000 times. You can't expect people to come spend their hard-earned dollars when there's nothing to watch. And it's just disappointing. You know, that organization has had success and developed players and then traded them off. And at this point, how many times can you do that? Because, you know, I believe that you need to have at least one legacy player on your team. You got to have somebody who's going to bring people in the stands. And, you know, at this point, they've gotten rid of all their good players again. And it seems they do that every couple of years. And what loyalty is there if you don't have loyalty to the players that you got? And I get it. You know, it's expensive, but if you don't have the money to run a baseball team, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it. You know, and it's the same situation with Tampa Bay, but Tampa Bay seems to be able to overcome it every year and put a winning product and make the playoffs every year. Now you run into a situation there also where you have a terrible ballpark. Probably the only one that's worse than Tampa is Oakland's. And folks just don't turn out for it. They may show up for the playoffs, but the rest of it, it seems as though they could care less. And it's just really it's a disappointing situation. And I think that's where we need to, or baseball needs to look at. There has to be X amount of dollars spent on your team every year. And if you can't afford to do that, then you don't need to own a team. It's just as simple as that. You're not doing anybody a service by owning a team and not making them competitive, and not doing things to bring fans to it. Because at the end of the day, it's entertainment. You know, yeah, we all get into it, some more than others, but it's entertainment, and you know, it needs to be an entertainment venue and make it where, you know, folks want to bring their kids out. They want to, you know, there's things for them to do. It's not just, especially you think about the old ballpark in Oakland, and you know, really it was more built for football, it looks like. But
I don't believe there's a whole lot of game day experience going on there. And, you know, and that's something just if you look at the Superdome, you know, there's a lot of upgrades that are being done to make that game day experience so much better than just you walk in and go to the game. And that's the whole point of it is so you spend money, right? But it's just disappointing, and I really hope that the Oakland A's get it figured out with the city of Oakland, and I hope they don't go anywhere because I don't think Vegas is the place. I know Nashville is working on putting together a team, and I think they're actually going to name them the Nashville Stars in tribute to the Negro League team. But I know Dave Stewart was heading up that. That ownership group, and I read yesterday that Don Mattingly was getting involved in it as well. So, you know, I know Nashville's had a lot of minor league teams, and Nashville's really, really expanding. So I could see a place like that over a place like Vegas. But either way, I think the A's need to stay in the Bay, and I think that would be the best situation for everyone. So. All right, well, we'll talk about Carlos Correa here in just a little bit, but we need to take a break, and we'll come back, and I'll talk about we got Pelicans and Celtics tonight, which is going to be a tough game. So we'll talk a little bit about that, and we got a lot of things to talk about. We got WWE stuff to talk about, and also want to talk about the coaching carousel going on in the NFL. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember? We'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6060. 76.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones. I'm back with the Louisiana Jones Gumball Hour from 11 to 12 noon every Saturday, WGSO 990 AM, as well as WGSO.com. Please join us.
Join professional money manager Bill Gunderson for Best Stocks Now weekdays at 11 a.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
This is the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Welcome back to more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com, and of course on the Mixler app. So make sure you download that, available on the Android and on Apple products. So don't mess around, just go do it. All right, so I want to talk about the game tonight with the Pels and the Celtics. Pels coming off of a good win on Monday night, 132-112 over, I know the score and I can't remember who they were playing, over Washington. I'm sorry. Jeez, what a brain fart, over Washington. Tonight's going to be a lot different story. You know, they're playing the number one team in the NBA who, they've got a 16-5 record at home, been playing very good basketball. Have the best offense, one of the better defenses, I believe, also in the NBA. And, you know, I'm a huge Pelicans fan, but if I'm not watching the Pelicans on, you know, their nights off and the Celtics are on, I end up watching a lot of their games because I do like Jason Tatum, who plays for the Celtics. But, this is where I think that, you know, I don't know if you go in expecting to win this game. You want to have a good showing. I mean, we all know what the situation is. There's no Brandon Ingram. There's no Zion Williamson. I don't believe Herb Jones is going to play tonight. It would be awesome if he did, because as many good defenders as we can put out on the court, the better off the situation is going to be. Especially when you have a duo like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, who, at least the last I saw, this was just a couple of days ago, I believe they're averaging together 56 points a game, which is pretty incredible. That's a pretty darn good duo. And then on top of it, you know, you've got some good role players. You've got a good defensive center and rebounder and Robert Williams III. You got some of the veterans like Al Horford. They've got some really good role players. I don't believe they're as deep as what the Pels are, but the Pels are in a situation where their depth isn't necessarily depth when you're missing those key guys. So to talk about what do the Pelicans have to do to stay in this game or win this game, which is not unheard of. Boston is a 9.5-point favorite. The over-under on the game is 231, which I'll be honest, I did place a wager on tonight, and I took the over. I didn't take a winner. I just took the over because if I'm a little unsure, I don't ever want to bet against a team I like. So let's just bet for the over, which at 231 I think is very possible. I believe that the Celtics average about 120 points a game. So excuse me. So very possible to get that over, but what do they need to do to win this game? Well, I think it's the same thing that they did to win the game on Monday night. It's got to be a lot of C.J. McCollum. I think the way he goes is the way that the Pels are going to go right now. And, you know, you're going to have some good shooting. That was a big problem. What night was that? Saturday night? Yeah, whenever they were playing Dallas, just poor shooting, and they dug themselves a hole that they couldn't get themselves out of. if you dig yourself a hole against this team, you're not getting out of it. From the games that I've watched, they're just not that team that has a collapse. And if anything, the team gets better. I think the Celtics get better as the game progresses. So really want to get off to a good start. Just like with the game the other night, Valanciunas on the inside is a lot bigger and stronger than anybody that they have. Now, granted, Robert Williams is a little more athletic than he is, than Valanciunas, but you can still play that bully ball and muscle on the inside. And it's going to be very important that Valanciunas, A, stays out of foul trouble. When Larry Nance comes in, Larry Nance could also muscle a little bit underneath. I think those are going to be really important. And the points in the paint, if the Pelicans can win that battle, they got a really good shot. And they got to win the rebounding battle as well. The Celtics, I believe, are going to be without Marcus Smart tonight, who's their starting point guard, averages a little over 7 assists a game. And is really in a great. I think he was defensive. He was defensive player of the year. So you know that helps tremendously. But it's the Pelicans just have to keep playing the way that they normally play. They have to play as a team. They got to limit the turnovers. Make good decisions when they're taking shots. Which to their credit, they have been pretty well. But Najee Marshall is very important in this. If he can continue to play the way he's played, I think they can hang around, and if you can hang around, who knows what can happen? You might catch them by surprise, but it's so important to get off to a good start. Jose Alvarado, we need to have another good game out of him. There's got to be a lot of pressure put on Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown because they're going to slash, they're going to take the ball to the hoop, they're going to try to put you in foul trouble. And that's not where the Pelicans need to be. They don't have the depth right now to get into foul trouble. They got to play smart, move their feet, and play the defense that they typically play. So overall, I think this is a game that it ought to be fun to watch for sure. Hopefully the Pelicans can pull it off. I think they can at least cover. I don't think they get beat by 10 points. So, and I think if this was a full full team with Zion and Brandon Ingram, I think this would be one of the better matchups of the year. And even though the Celtics won the first matchup here, I don't believe Zion played in that game. Brandon Ingram did, but I don't believe Zion did. So it would be an interesting matchup to see both teams at full strength to see what it would look like. But either way, I think it's going to be a good game. It's at 6:30 tonight. Of course, you can watch it on Bally Sports. So there you go. There's my take on it. I'm taking the over. I'm taking the over on the game. So, all right, we need to take a break, get some news, and we'll come back with more of the Something to Say radio show after this.
Hey, kid, did you know today, 16 years ago, it was you and I for the last time. You and Gertie said, with a smoke ring round your heads, you would see.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Former State Senator Karen Carter Peterson received a 22-month prison sentence today after admitting she used more than $140,000 in campaign funds from her own campaign and the Democratic Party to feed a gambling addiction. Loyola law professor Dane Cialino says Peterson will spend at least a year and a half in prison.
She will get the benefit of good time and perhaps get out about 15% earlier than she otherwise would, but she's going to have to do the vast majority of that in jail, and then there'll be a period of supervised release when she gets out.
Dakota Terrio pleaded guilty today to killing five people after a multi-parish shooting spree in 2019. Among his victims in Livingston Parish were his girlfriend, her father, and her brother, then his parents in Ascension Parish. 21st Judicial District Attorney Scott Perilou says even with Terrio diagnosed with mental illness, he expects he'll be placed in the general population at Angola.
Well, it's up to the Department of Corrections, but I would think that's probably what's going to happen.
LRN.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions Now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Wanna be the one that made me pay. I know you.
right, thanks for sticking around for more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. So, I know this isn't necessarily sports, but it's sports entertainment, and we used to talk a lot about sports entertainment or pro wrestling. I prefer to call it pro wrestling because that's what it is. We used to talk about it quite a bit in the past. But it's actually pretty big news because, first it was announced last week that after the sexual misconduct allegations over, I guess it was last summer, and Vince McMahon stepping down from WWE and quote-unquote retiring, he announced that he is going to return as chairman of the board last week. Excuse me. And there was a lot of questions around that, and a lot of it, according to him, it's because he wanted to oversee the sale of WWE, and so he took his place as the chairman of the board. Well, in his absence, his daughter Stephanie McMahon and also Nick Khan shared co-CEO duties when he was gone, and Nick Khan came from the entertainment industry, more Hollywood than anything, and we can all agree that WWE is entertainment, but a little bit different. And Triple H, who is married to Stephanie McMahon, also his real name is Paul Levesque. He took over the creative control of WWE, and truthfully took it in a much better direction, I think, over the last few months. I guess that was in August that all this happened. But, you know, really, it went back into a better direction now. It's still not exactly what I used to enjoy, and I don't watch it as intently as I used to. You know, if it's on, it's on. I might skim through it on the DVR, but that's about where I stop. I might watch a few things of some people who I think are exceptional at what they do, but I'm not as into it as I used to be. But I find this whole thing very interesting that now he's came back, and of course it's caused an uproar because in his absence, he had let go a lot of people, and you know, the knock on him was that over the last few years he really was out of touch of what was going on, and I've been critical of it too, and I agree with that. However, in his absence, Triple H has brought back a lot of people that Vince had fired. Well, now that Vince is back, it kind of, you know, all these people are wondering what they, you know, what does it look like for them moving forward? And there's a lot of people that were upset with what Vince had done and don't want to work for him. And rightfully so. However, it's gotten even weirder over the last 24 hours because there's been some people, you know, some corporations that have lined up about wanting to buy it. Wanting to buy WWE, some of it being Disney being one, Warner Brothers being another one. I believe Amazon has talked about it. But there's another one that is the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund. And those are the same people that have bought, or they've invested in Formula One. If you're familiar with the with the golf, was it LIV? I don't know if that's Roman numerals or if it's just LIV. I don't know. I don't watch enough golf to tell you. I'm sorry. But they've also tried to initiate a takeover of Newcastle United in the Premier League. So, and part of this is because of the relationship that WWE has with Saudi Arabia, because they get paid a ton of dough to go there twice a year and hold a pay-per-view. And just recently, over the last couple of years, they've allowed the women to wrestle as long as they're completely covered. I think the only thing that they can show is their face. So that's happened. And typically when they have those pay-per-views, they bring back older people that are a draw. And they get, like I said, they get paid a ton to do so. There's quite a few people that, a few of the wrestlers that don't want to go, and they opt out of it because of some of the policies of the country of Saudi Arabia. And I don't disagree necessarily, but Either way, it's just really, really kind of disappointing because I was reading this morning that that it seems like that's going to be the company that buys them. And if you've paid attention to anything in WWE over the last, well, since Vince has bought it, it's always been, you know, about America. You think about the 80s, you had Hulk Hogan who, you know, was all about, you know, love of country and doing what's right, saying your prayers, eating your vitamins. And, you know, I think about they were the first thing to the first entertainment that came back on television after 9/11. And it just, to me, to sell this company to Saudi Arabia is just it's a terrible thing. It really is. And especially because I was reading a little bit more into things, and I saw this article and was telling me about that Saudi Arabia is including this to part of their Vision 2030. And for those of you that, I'm not going to go too far into it, essentially what it is, you can go look it up, Google search it, you'll find all about it. What they're doing is they're trying to make themselves look more, what's the right words I'm looking for? I guess they're trying to make themselves look more, get more accepted in the West and, you know, make it like that they're, you know, look how cool we are, and this is such a great place to come. It's basically a big tourism fund, but they have a ton of money. You know, they've got like $600 billion to put behind their Vision 2030. And for those of you, and there may not be a lot of you that are listening that are into professional wrestling or anything like that, but at the same time, what maybe you don't understand is that WWE over the years has bought up all of the tapes of all the pro wrestling from everybody, from pretty much everybody, I should say. There's a few that have held out, but they have all the libraries of, you know, back in the old days, whenever it was territories, and like down here in New Orleans, it was Mid-South Wrestling, right? Well, WWE owns all the rights to all that video. And so essentially what's going to happen is whoever buys this company is going to hold on to all of that stuff. And to me personally, and granted, I don't know if Disney or if Warner Brothers are any different, but however, whoever owns this company and owns all the rights to all those tapes and all the history of this entertainment avenue, I just don't believe it should be somebody in Saudi Arabia. You know, I believe it should be somebody that cares. And I'm pretty sure that they really don't care. I mean, call me crazy. I just don't think they do. I think it's another way. Because I've watched these pay-per-views. And it's, you know, it's like I said, it's a big tourism commercial. And, you know, you get some of the performers to talk about how wonderful their experience has been over there to try to entice people from the West. And you know, make people think in the West, like, oh well, it's all good over here. You know, there's no chemical castration. There's no torture or silencing of women's rights activists. There's none of that stuff. It's all great. Everything looks cool. Everything's nice and updated. And come over here and spend your tourism dollars. And I'm really surprised that this is the route that Vince McMahon would want to go with selling it. And truthfully, I mean, I get him stepping back in to oversee the sale of the company that he bought from his father. But I just don't think this is the right way to go about it. And I've already been reading that a lot of the pro wrestlers they've already stated that they'll quit if the company is sold to Saudi Arabian PIF. So it's very interesting. There was a lot more to it than even I knew, and I feel like I'm somebody that knows quite more than I probably should about professional wrestling. But yeah, and then also, of course, I said that his daughter had stepped down, And, you know, and I think she did a really great job also with the company. She did a lot of good things and was a very good ambassador for the company. And I know she did a lot of work with the Make-A-Wish Foundation and did a lot of things with kids as well. So I think she was a big asset to what they were doing. And it's a shame to see her go. But, yeah, I just think this is a really, really big mess that Vince has started. And truthfully, he should have just stayed retired. At 77 years old, he doesn't need to be there. And then the other part of it is I've also read that if this sale goes through to Saudi Arabia, which it won't happen today, tomorrow, it's, you know, takes months for these kind of things to happen, that he was going to step back in and be the head of creative, which I think is a really bad idea at 77 years old. I don't think he really understands what people want to see at this stage in the game. And I think it's time. I think he did a fantastic job getting it to where it needed to be, and then it's time to move on. But very interesting things with the Saudi Arabian PIF whole ordeal. So if you haven't checked that out, just Google search the Vision 2030 Saudi Arabian, and you'll get a whitewashing of what they want you to see. It's pretty interesting. So, all right, let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about there's some more suitors who have lined up for Coach Payton, and we'll talk about that. And then, of course, the coaching carousel. We didn't get to that yesterday, so we'll talk about the NFL coaching carousel, and then we'll get on out of here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO. GSO.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM
every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM
every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Only in New Orleans, you know what that means. C'est le bon temps roulé, c'est le bon temps roulé.
We're back with more of the Something to Say radio show. And so we talked the other day about Coach Payton and the Saints. The Saints giving the okay, the blessing for the Broncos to interview Coach Payton about their open position. And I really don't think that, you know, like I said then, I don't believe that's going to be the place where he ends up. I think that they have a lot of problems. And I don't know what's going on with Russell Wilson. I don't know if Coach Payton can fix it. But the other part of it is the fact that the Saints, you know, have the final say in this as far as him coaching in 2023. They have him under contract until after the season's over with, the upcoming season's over with. So the fact that they don't have a first-round draft pick, and I know that's something that they're looking for, I don't believe that that's where he'll go. And you know, I don't know how it works. You know, I assume like if they asked to interview him, I mean, of course I guess he could turn it down if, you know, once the Saints give their okay, I guess then he gets to pick where he wants to interview at. I don't think he's at the, you know, at the mercy of whoever the Saints pick. However, today there's been a couple more suitors who have lined up, and one being the Arizona Cardinals, which I don't think was a very big shock, because that was a rumor that had been going around most of the season that Cliff Kingsbury was going to get fired, and of course he did. I mean, that to me, that situation would look a lot more attractive to Coach Payton than going to Denver. I mean, you have Kyler Murray, who's a mobile quarterback. He's young, somebody that you can mold. And you're going to have there for a while because he just signed a contract extension. And then they also have good wide receivers. They have DeAndre Hopkins, and they have Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown. And who else do they have? I feel like they got a third one, too, that's pretty darn good. Either way, they have the pieces on offense. I would say they probably need a better running back than James Conner, but he's still serviceable. And then some work would have to be done on the defense. But I think that would be a lot more of an attractive place. And also, then you talk about where they ended up, and they weren't very good this year, that's for sure. So, let's see. I don't have their record right in front of me right now. But either way, they were sub 500, and I would assume they would have a top 10 pick, probably a top 5 pick if I were just to guess off the top of my head. Now, the other team has the number 2 pick in the draft after firing Lovie Smith on Sunday night. Houston has also requested to talk to Coach Payton. I don't know about this one either, because this is a huge rebuild. You don't have a quarterback that's in place, although you do have a number two pick, so you know that is attractive. But if you're going to trade that, and I don't know if they would part with a number two pick, if that's what the Saints ask. And the Saints are in a position too where they've really got to finesse the whole situation, because if they ask for too much, they're not going to get it, and then Coach Payton will just sit until after the next season's over with, and then he could be free to do whatever he wants, and the Saints will get nothing. So I think that Loomis is in a really tough spot, and I think the Cardinals would be the best bet as of right now, and that's not to say that any other teams don't line up here soon. We'll see how that goes over the next week or so, but it's definitely going to be interesting to watch and see how this all unfolds over the course of the next couple of months. But right now, I would say if the Saints were going to pick anybody, I would think it would be Arizona. I don't think Houston would part with a first round draft pick. I just don't see that happening. Not with picking at number two. So, and so. Let's see here. And then we didn't really talk about Black Monday on Tuesday, but some of the firings that happened on Monday, of course, like I just said, Cliff Kingsbury. If you remember, Matt Rhule was fired from the Panthers in October, so they have an opening. Defensive coordinator Joe Woods was let go from Cleveland. Nathaniel Hackett was let go from the Broncos on the 26th. And like I said, Lovie Smith was fired on Sunday. Frank Reich was fired, if you remember, in November from the Colts. So that's an opening, because I don't think Jeff Saturday is going to be the guy to lead the Colts. And then also in Tennessee, the offensive coordinator was let go, and Todd Downing and general manager John Robinson. And then in Washington, who finished 8-8-1, so pretty admirable, the offensive coordinator Scott Turner was let go. And then also the offensive coordinator for the Rams, Liam Cohen, he announced that he was going back to University of Kentucky to take back the offensive coordinator position. So those are the openings, and that carousel will start moving as soon as the Super Bowl's probably wrapped up, I would assume. So, all right, well, we need to get out of here. Step aside. Clay Taylor is up next with the scoop, so stay tuned for that. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, let's just play Gloria. Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132. What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.